रतिना
रतिना
स
धनंजय
धनंजय स यरोचत नृपः कुबेर इव गुह्यकै भगवान विप्रर्षे ऋतेन सदनंजय सत्यव्यरोचत नृप कुबेर इव गुह्यकै भगवान विप्रर्षे ऋतेन सदनंजय सत्यव्यरोचत नृप कुबेर इव गुह्यकै भगवान विप्रर्षे ऋतेन सदनंजय सत्यव्यरोचत नृप कुबेर इव गुह्यकै
Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, Shri Krishna, Api, also, Viprarshe, O sage amongst the Brahmanas, Ratena, on the chariot, Sad Dhananjaya, with Dhananjaya, Arjuna, saw that Tai by them Vyarochata appeared to be highly aristocratic. Nripaha, the king Yudhishthir, Kubera, the treasurer of the demigods. Eva, as Guhyakai, companions known as the Guhyakas. Translation. O sage amongst the Brahmanas, Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, also followed, seated on a chariot with Arjuna. Thus King Yudhishthir appeared very aristocratic, like Kubera, surrounded by his companions, the Guhyakas.
So, Śrūta Goswāmī, he is explaining in the assembly of learned Brahmins, the Naimisharanya meeting took place some 5,000 or more than that, at least 5,000 years ago. But all the members who assembled there, they are all very learned scholar Brahmins. Therefore, they are addressed as a Viprarshe. Not only Brahmana, but they are Rishi. Rishi means saintly person. They are Rajarshi. Saintly person can become anyone, provided he lives like a saintly person. It doesn't matter whether he is a Brahman or Kshatriya. Generally, Brahman and Kshatriya, the first and second class status of the human society, they can live as good as the saintly persons within the forest or Himalaya. At home they can live. So, another place, these Brahmanas were addressed as Dijasreshtha, best of the Brahmins. uh, A Brahmin is already the best man. But if he becomes a saintly person, then it becomes still more magnified. So in another place, these Brahmanas were addressed, Atapungvi Dijas Sreshta Varnasama Vibhagas. You are all Brahmins, the topmost of the human society. There are divisions of the human society, first-class men, second-class men, third-class men, fourth-class men. That is the Vedic civilization. Not that, all one class, no. Why? There must be a division. That I have already explained. So, the qualified Brahmanas, they are first-class men, the topmost class. And the second-class men, the Kshatriyas. And the third-class men, Vaishyas, mercantile, simply, where to get money. They are, according to Vedic civilization, third-class men. But at the present moment, those who are acquiring money, some or other, they are first class. It doesn't matter what is his qualification. If he has acquired some money, some or other, then he is a first class man. This is Kali Yuga. In the Kali Yuga, there is no honor for qualification. There is honor for money only, that's all. It is stated that without money you cannot get justice. In the court of justice, everyone is expected to get proper behavior. But in the Kali Yuga, it is stated, even in the court of justice, you cannot get justice without money. That's a fact. If you have no money, then you cannot appoint a good lawyer. And sometimes you have to bribe the judge also. This is the position now. Now in your country, so many big men have been arrested or something like that for that dishonesty. So Kali Yuga is so polluted that the minister is dishonest, the judge is dishonest, and what to speak of ordinary men. So only thing is that you get money somewhere. Then you can pass on as a nice gentleman, polished. You keep yourself always polished. And within, you may be full with all dirty things. But if you have got your pockets filled up with coins and notes, then you are nice. Formerly, it was not like that. One must be qualified. Varnasama, vibhagas, vibhagas. There must be division. But people are very much anxious to make classless society, no division. And that is Krishna consciousness society. We have no such division. Division means under the jurisdiction of the three modes of material nature. That is division. Otherwise, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, these divisions are calculated when one is under the control of the material nature. But if you become devotee, the material nature has no more any control over you. That is the difference between a perfect Krishna conscious person and a perfect, I would say, mundane person. The difference is that a Krishna conscious, a devotee, is no more under the influence of the three modes of material nature. But ordinarily, everyone should be, he should be under the control. Therefore, they are called Vijayasrestha, the best of the Brahmins. Even a Brahman is also under the control of material nature. But the same Brahmana, when he becomes a Vaishnava, a devotee, he becomes the best of the Brahmins. Or he becomes a rishi. They are not walking, all these respectable personalities, brahmanas and Bhagavan. Bhagavan api. Here, Krishna, the author could have mentioned the name Krishna of Opi. No. He is a special Bhagavan Opi. All others' name is mentioned. Yudhishthira's name is mentioned. Dhananjaya, Arjuna's name is mentioned. Others' name is mentioned. But when it comes to the terms of Krishna, he is mentioned as Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavan, this word I have explained many times. Bhava means opulence, all fortune. That is called, from the Bhaga, the word Bhagya has come. One who is very a fortunate person, he is called Bhagavan, from this Bhaga. So Bhaga means opulence, and Ban means one who possesses opulence. So Krishna possesses all the opulences, six opulences, all strength, all influence, all beauty, all knowledge, everything complete. So Bhagavan means one who has got complete opulence, six opulences, incomplete, purnam, purnamidam, purnamadam. That is Bhagavan. That is Bhagavan. There are so many rascals come as incarnation of God, Bhagavan. But you have to taste the way that all the opulences are complete there. Oishajyasa samagras. First thing is riches. So whether one has got all the riches, then you know. And nobody can say that I have got all the riches. I may have something more than your riches, but I cannot say that all the riches. So if you find out somebody like you and me, and if he possesses all the riches, all strength, all influence, all knowledge, all beauty, then he is Bhagavan. That Krishna possessed. There is no comparison of Krishna's opulences. I've several times given the example, say, in the human society, there is marriage. So, Krishna married 16,800 wives. And for each wife, a palace, marble palace, bedecked with jewels, and the furniture made of ivory and gold, and bed and curtains, they are all made of silk. So, and the not only palace, but also garden attached to the palace, and the flower tree is Parijat flower. The Parijat flower was brought from the heaven. This Parijat flower is not visible in this world. From heavenly planet, Krishna brought it. His wife, Satyabhama, he requested, both of them, Satyabhama and Krishna, went to the heavenly planet. So, generally, women, they are after something. So, he requested the husband, Krishna, I want this flower. All right. So, he gave her one flower, and so he also told, why the flower? I shall take the tree so that you will get flower daily. So, when he was doing so, Indra came. Indra is the king of heavenly planet. No, sir, you cannot do that. You cannot take this tree to the lower planet. No, I cannot allow. And so Krishna said, no, my wife wants it, I must. That is Krishna. How he is complete, just like a henpecked husband to satisfy the wife in every respect. When he plays the part of a child before Mother Yashoda, he plays everything perfectly. When he plays the husband, he doesn't require any wife or mother, he is supreme. But when he plays the part of a husband, he plays it perfectly. The wife may think that how much my husband is attached to me, so she remains very well satisfied. Krishna is not attached to anyone. But that is Krishna's super excellence, that although he had to satisfy 16,108 wives, everyone was satisfied. And everyone is thinking that Krishna is very much attached to me than his other wife. This is Krishna's play. Therefore, Bhagavan, full, ravenous, any field of war, fighting, opulence, household life, renounced life also. If you study the life of Krishna, you'll find everything in complete beauty, knowledge. Now, Krishna gave us a little knowledge, which is known as Bhagavad Gita. 5,000 years ago, this knowledge was given, but it's still going on all over the world. In our movement, we sell Bhagavad Gita the most. Is it not? We sell our Bhagavad Gita as it is. Everywhere, and in large numbers. Because it is full knowledge, not partial. Everything is complete. Can you show any book in the world which has so much sell and which is so much perfect? There is no book. And I am not, because we are Krishna devotees, we are eulogizing like that. But any scholar, any philosopher, any scientist, will say like that, oh, there is no comparison of this book. I do not know exactly, but one gentleman told me that Professor Einstein, he was also reading Bhagavad Gita, really. Hitler was reading. Such a big man. But I know many scholars, even Mohammedans, they also read Bhagavad Gita. So that is the test of knowledge, Krishna's knowledge. Therefore, Bhagavan. Just try to understand Bhagavan. Bhagavan. He is not so cheap that any rascal comes and he says that I am Bhagavan, you worship me, and another rascal comes. And not like that. Don't take it cheaply. Bhagavan is not ordinary thing. He must be complete in everything. Therefore, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is mentioned here. Bhagavan api. Opi. Why opi? In Sanskrit composition, each word has meaning. Opi means, although he is Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, still he was going to see Bhishma Dev. So just consider the position of Bhishma Dev. He was lying on deathbed, and all these, of course, the Pandavas, they were their grandson. It is their duty. But why Krishna should go there? Therefore it is said, Bhagavan api. In spite of his being the Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality, he was also going to show respect. How much great he was, just imagine. And all the Brahmins, all the sages that will be mentioned, there will be least of great personalities who are present. So Bhishma was such a great personality. He is not ordinary man. Just like when a big person dies, all the selected person of the city, and they come to offer their homage. So here he is not dead, but he is going to die. Because Bhishma would not die unless he desires. Now let me die, then he will die. Otherwise not. So he was lying down on the death bed, but was expecting to see Krishna at the last stage. Oh, therefore you are so great. And Krishna was also going. Now you can chant Hare Krishna.